The Traveler's Journal, June 3rd. Whitewater rafting through the wilderness. Rivers were mankind's original highways. Long before Huck Finn rafted the Mississippi, exploring mighty rivers attracted adventurous travelers. In the last 30 years, river rafting has become a popular option for travelers looking to escape humdrum vacations. Floating along an untamed stream through majestic wilderness can provide both a thrill a minute and plenty of time for contemplation. It can also be a transformational experience. Many first-time rafters report returning home with different views of themselves and the world. A wide range of outfitters offer guided expeditions down rivers of which most people have never heard, much less dreamed of rafting. America's most rafted waterways include the Colorado through the Grand Canyon, Idaho's Salmon River, the Rouge in Oregon, West Virginia's Gully and New Rivers, as well as the Occhigeni in Maryland and Pennsylvania. But you can also raft the Usumacinta in Mexico or the Tatsunshini and Alsak in Alaska. The Omu and Zambezi are two popular African rafting rivers, but you can also explore the Rufiji in Tanzania. There are organized rafting trips along tempestuous tributaries in Europe, Asia, and the jungle islands of the Pacific. Wilderness rafting was once a pastime for those who liked to rough it, but the organizers of many trips have steadily removed the risks and rigor, while keeping the pleasures and thrills intact. Airfares to distant rivers can be expensive, but river rafting trips themselves tend to be reasonably priced when compared with other vacation options. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com.